Welcome back. This is an advanced drum and bass groove lesson in Ableton Live, and we're going to focus on one of the most underrated weapons for making percussion feel like it's actually moving at 174 BPM, velocity swing. And right away, I want you to reframe what swing means. In DNB, especially around 170 to 175, tiny timing nudges can help put your ear locks onto dynamics even faster. If your shakers and hand percussion have a repeating loud soft logic, your brain hears forward motion even if everything is perfectly on the grid. That's the whole game today. Repeatable, intentional dynamic contrast. Not randomness. Not humanize and pray. Intentional. By the end, you'll have a hand percussion setup where velocity doesn't just change volume. It changes tone, transient bite, and even a touch of length, so accents feel like they lean forward without wrecking your headroom. All right. Open Ableton Live. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Create a new MIDI track and name it Perk Swing. Drop a drum rack on it. Keep it stock. We don't need anything fancy. Now load three kinds of samples. First, a tight shaker, short and bright. If it has a long tail, it'll blur at this tempo. Second, a mid-hand drum like a conga or bongo. Third, a clicky rim or wood hit for definition. Quick coaching note. In fast genres, shorter samples are almost always easier to groove with. Long tails make you think you need EQ, compression, and surgery when the real fix was picking a tighter sound. Now we program a skeleton pattern that is supposed to feel too straight. That's on purpose. Make a 1-bar MIDI clip. For the shaker, put hits on every 1/16 note for the full bar. All of them, a straight 16th line. For the conga or bongo, add syncopation. Put hits on these positions. The E of beat 1, that's 1.2.3 in Ableton's grid. The end of beat 3, 1.3.2. And the of beat 4, 1.4.4. Now for the rim or wood click. Add two very light ghost grid hits at the start of beat 2 and the start of beat 4. So 1.2.1 and 1.4.1. Play it. It should sound rigid. Kinda like a drum machine demo loop. Perfect. Because now we're going to make it roll using velocity. Open the clip's notes view and look at the velocity lane. We're going to build a classic 4-step velocity shape for the shaker, repeating across the bar. 16 shaker hits, but the feel comes from groups of 4. Set it like this. First hit, 95. Second hit, 55. Third hit, 80. Fourth hit, 45. Then repeat that exact 95, 55, 80, 45 shape across the bar. Listen again. Even before we touch timing, you should hear it start to lean. That's velocity swing. At this tempo, the ear interprets that accent pattern like micro swing. Now set the conga velocities with a call and response idea. First syncopated hit, 88. Second, 72. Third, the end of bar 1. 96, a little pickup that pulls you back to the loop start. For the rim or wood click, keep it ghosted. Put those rim velocities somewhere around 25 to 40. Barely there, more felt than heard. Now, teacher, check in. If you make everything live between 90 and 110, you just killed the groove. Swing needs contrast. Your weak hits need to actually be weak, or there's no push-pull. But here's where it gets advanced. If velocity only changes volume, you'll fight headroom and the groove will feel blunt. We want loud hits to get brighter, maybe slightly longer, and more bite-y. That way the groove reads as motion, but your loudness stays controlled. So let's build a simple device chain on the Perk Swing track. After the drum rack, add drum bus, then auto filter, then saturator, then EQ8. And optionally, glue compressor at the end. Very subtle. Now go inside the drum rack and do per-pad velocity calibration. Click the shaker pad and open it simpler. First, set valve to volume to something like 25 to 40%, not 100. If it's 100, your accents become too much volume, and your groove will feel like it's lunging. If you're using simpler's filter, set valve to filter somewhere around 15 to 30%. This is important. We want accents to brighten, not just get louder. Also, open Simpler's Controls tab and check the velocity curve. This matters a lot. A velocity number like 55 doesn't mean anything if the curve is so steep that 55 becomes basically silent. Shape the curve so the middle range, like 50 to 90, actually gives you usable nuance. If your weak hits vanish, you'll overcompensate with random velocity and the whole thing gets messy. Now do the conga pad. Similar idea, but more restrained. Val to volume around 15 to 25%. Val to filter around 10 to 20%. Good. Now we'll add the big upgrade, making the overall track brighten on accents, driven by your velocity pattern, but through audio. On your track, set up auto filter first. Use HB12, a 12 dB high pass, or band pass if you want a bit more character. Set the bass frequency around 180 to 300 Hz. That's mainly cleanup so your hand percussion doesn't wrestle the snare body. Now add an envelope follower after the drum rack, so it listens to the percussion audio. In envelope follower, click map, then click auto filter frequency. Set the envelope follower attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 180 milliseconds. And keep the amount small at first. Tasteful. You're not trying to wah-wah the loop. You're trying to create brightness swing. Loud hits open slightly. Soft hits stay tucked. Play the loop and adjust the mapping amount until you clearly feel the accents get brighter but you don't wince. If you start wincing, you went too far. Now set drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch at 0 to 10, and be careful. Crunchy hand percussion can turn into sandpaper fast. If your samples are too soft, add transient somewhere between plus 5 and plus 20, and usually leave boom off for hand percussion. This is another subtle but huge concept. We're making accents feel like they're thrown forward through transient and tone, not just raw level. Now let's add controlled randomness, because real players don't repeat perfectly, but DNB also doesn't want drunken percussion. Put a MIDI velocity device before the drum rack. Set it to random and keep it tiny. Random between 3 and 10. That's it. Not 20. Not 40. Then add a second velocity MIDI effect after the first one. Still before the drum rack. Set this second one to comp mode. Drive around 10 to 25. No random here. So your MIDI chain is small random, then comp to narrow extremes. This gives micro variation without breaking your intentional accent design. Now, another high-level coaching tip. Think in anchors and ghost glue. Pick 2 to 4 anchor steps per bar that define the cycle, then everything else is glue. For 16 THS, a practical anchor rule is either make steps 1 and 9 your strongest accents, the downbeat anchors, or do a late lean pattern, where steps 4 and 12 are your strongest accents. Don't try to make every step important. If everything is important, nothing is. Also, watch out for phlegm energy across layers. If your shaker and rim both peak on the same steps, the groove can feel spiky. A great move is staggering peaks. Let the shaker peak on 1 and 9, but let the rim's slightly stronger moments happen on 4 and 12. The bar breathes instead of punching everywhere. Optional step. Groove pull timing swing. If you want timing swing, keep it light. Open groove pull. Pick a subtle 16th swing, MPC style or similar, and apply it to the percussion clip. Set timing around 5 to 15%. Velocity at 0 to 10%, because we already designed velocity. Random around 0 to 5. And don't commit unless you're sure. In heavy rollers, a good rule is, hats drive timing, hand percussion drives dynamics. Velocity is the main feel here. Now let's make it arrangement ready, because a loop that grooves in isolation, but doesn't scale through a drop is wasted. Try drop energy scaling. In the first 8 bars of your drop, reduce the accent contrast a little. For example, keep the highs around 90 and lows around 55. After 8 bars, increase contrast, highs around 100, lows around 40. That makes the groove open up without changing the pattern. Pre-drop lift. In the last bar before the drop, push that final conga velocity up to about 110 to 120. And add 2 extra quiet shaker 1/32 notes as a rush, with velocities around 35 to 55, then snap back to normal on the downbeat. That little inhale is extremely DNB. For breakdowns, keep the groove but remove harshness. Lower overall velocities by 10 to 20. And close the auto filter bass frequency slightly, so the whole thing dims without dying. Now, a quick meter reality check. Put a meter or spectrum after the track, and watch your short-term loudness or just your level movement. If your velocity system causes huge 2 to 4 dB swings, the accents are probably too level-based. The goal is perceived swing without huge loudness fluctuation. That's why we lean on tonal and transient modulation. Let's do a mini practice that levels you up fast. Duplicate your 1-bar clip to 2 bars. In bar 2 only, rotate the shaker velocity pattern so the strongest accent lands on a different 16th step, but keep the same 4 numbers. So you still use 95, 55, 80, 45, you're just shifting where the cycle starts. That creates evolution without touching note timing. Add 1 extra conga ghost hit in bar 2 at velocity 35 to 50. Then fine-tune the envelope follower mapping, so loud hits are clearly brighter but not piercing. Now render a quick audio bounce and do in a /B test. One version with a velocity to tone mapping active, one version with it bypassed. If the groove collapses when you bypass the mapping, you did it right. Because the groove is now living in the dynamics, not in timing tricks. Before we wrap, here are common mistakes to avoid. Don't make everything loud. Contrast is the groove. Don't over-randomize. Random is spice, not the recipe. Don't let velocity only change volume. In DNB, velocity swing becomes real when it affects tone, transient, and a bit of length. High pass your hand drums. Congas can fight the snare body hard. 150 to 300 HC is a normal range to clean. And don't swing timing and velocity equally hard. Choose a leader. Here, velocity is the leader. One extra pro move for darker or heavier rollers. Put saturator after auto filter. Set it to analog clip. Dried at 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. Now loud hit spark a little without turning the whole loop harsh. And if your shaker gets brittle, don't just EQ it darker. Make harshness dynamic. Put in a Q8 bell around 7 to 10 kHz and use envelope follower mapping to pull that band down on loud hits. That's like a DIY DS for percussion. Ghosts stay airy. Accents stay controlled. Recap. Velocity swing has repeatable dynamic contrast that reads as groove at 174 BPM. Build an intentional strong weak pattern, especially on 16 THS. Make velocity affect tone and transient, not just loudness. Simpler velocity settings, envelope follower to auto filter, plus drum bus and saturator for bite. Use groove pool timing lightly if you want it, but let velocity be the main engine. And in arrangement, automate your contrast so the groove evolves through the drop. If you tell me what substyle you're aiming for, like jungle roller, techie minimal, neuro, or liquid, and paste your 16 shaker velocities for one bar, I can suggest an accent map that locks to typical kick and snare phrasing for that vibe.